Now, Gemara says that if kachim shemesu yatsum de mila, once kachim died, there's no din of mila. And the Gemara says also that chatois hamesois, chatois that the halach is that they have to be killed, is also yatsum de mila. So there's an interesting tshuva from Moshe Feinstein, Zech Tzadok Racha, who discusses, who brings this Gemara in a very fascinating way to be mechadish a very, very big chiddush la halacha. There was a question somebody asked Ramesha, what's the halacha if a person, if there's a shul in the neighborhood, and the people in the shul need a mikveh, and they want to make the mikveh in the Ezras Nashim of the shul. It's the only place that the tzibur could find to make the mikvehs in the Ezras Nashim of the shul. So the shul asked Ramesha that since the halacha is that you're not allowed to make a merchatz in a shul, even after you sell the shul, unless the shul was sold al yaday the shiva tuvayayir, the seven people who were appointed by the city, and everybody in the city is present when it's sold, then if you sell the shul in such a setting, in such a format, the halacha will be that the buyer could use it even to make a beis hatfilah or a place to tevel or a beis hamerchatz. But if it wasn't sold in such a setting, you didn't have the Zayin Tuvayir, the seven appointed officers of the city, and the Maimed Chol Anshei Eir, that you had all the people of the city present at the time of sale, the halacha is that the buyer would not be able to use that Beis HaKnesses for Beis HaTfilah for Nashim. So the question was, it's practically impossible to collect all the people in the town to stand there when they're selling the Ezras Nashim. So is there any heter, the Shoyl asked Ramesha, to go ahead and to build a mikveh for the women in the shul? So the first heter Ramesha says is very, very interesting, a simple heter. He says, we find that the Gemara says that the Hashem says, Shmish nechta v'kdusha yimach alamayim. By Saita, since the only way to imater the woman to her husband would be by erasing the Shem Hashem. So the halacha is that the Torah tells us that we're allowed to erase the Shem Hashem in order to imater Isha for her husband. Not only that, says Ramesha, but there's a stronger similarity that when we know that when the Saita, before the Saita drinks the Mayim Amarim, the Saita has to stand in the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash, and she has to be partially undressed. She has to have her head, her hair uncovered, and part of her, and her shoulders are exposed, her chest. So, if so, you see that there's a big zilzal in the Makam HaMikdash, a terrible zilzal that the Isha is standing there in a mahalach that's not sneistic. And why is Hashem matir? Why does Hashem tell us to do this? In order to matir Isha Labayla. Says Ramesha, so you can make a Kal V'chomer that you could make a mikvah, and as is Nashim of a shul, with the Kedusha of a shul is a lot less. It's a lot less of an Isser to be mezalzel in the Kedusha of a shul and to be mezalzel in the Beis HaMikdash or to be Moich Hashem Hashem. And so Kol Shkein, we should be allowed to do that in order to matir Isha Labayla, since there's no other way for this community to build a mikvah. They have no other way to matir Isha Labayla to create a situation where husband and wife could live together. Therefore, certainly the Torah will be matir to build this mikvah in the Beis HaKnesses. That's his first heter. The second heter that Ramesh is matir is that he says is one shita in the Tanoim who paskins that You could use it for that even without the shiva tuvei remaim and anshe ir, you will be allowed to use it for beis hatfilas. He says even though roiv of the tanoim hold not like that, the chacham say not like that, and we always go baser roiv, we always follow the majority opinion. Nevertheless, with b'shas atchak, the rule is that we could rely on the minority opinion. That's the second heter. The third heter is based on our gemara. Ramesh has a whole shtickle Torah. I'm not going to go into the whole shtickle Torah, but just to simplify things a little bit, he tries to understand what is this heter that we find in the Gemara that when it's sold alidei the shiva tuvei yair b'maimer anshiir, when all the people in the city are present, that all of a sudden we're matir to go ahead and to use it for these items, and the kedusha goes off. Why is it that the kedusha goes off more readily when it's sold through the offices of the shiva tuvei yair and with all the people in the city present? So he brings down a Rashi, which makes it even more hard to understand, even more difficult to understand. Rashi says that even though that the Kedusha goes off of the Beis HaKnesses, even when the money does not become Kaddish, even when the money is not, the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses is not transferred to the money, nevertheless, the Kedusha will go off of the Beis HaKnesses without actually being transferred anywhere else. So the question is, how could that be? Why would the fact that it was sold by the Shiva Tuvir, by these seven officers, with in the presence of all the townspeople, why would that affect the loss of Kedusha, loss of sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses? So Ramosha explains, based on our Gemara, Ramosha says that Chazal wanted to institute the concept of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses and pattern it based on the concept of Kedushas Karbonis and Kedushas HaMikdash. Just like in the Torah we find Kedusha of Karbonis and Kedushas HaMikdash, the Chazal, when the Rabbanim were instituting and creating this new concept of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, the sanctity that is vested in a shul, they wanted to pattern it after the Kedushas HaMikdash. And just like we find in our Gemara, that the Kedusha of Karbonis, and what then Kedusha HaMikdash, everything that has Kedushas HaGof, the Kedusha goes off as soon as it's no longer useful, and as soon as it can no longer be utilized for the purpose for which it was vested with that sanctity, therefore that same concept would apply to Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. So he says, although the actual facts of Shiva Tuvir and Maimon Anshir cannot be found when we're discussing Karbanis, but nevertheless it's the same kind of concept. Why? Because just like when a carbon dies, the halacha is that the Kedusha goes off and there's no meal anymore because it's impossible now to use that carbon for the purpose for which it was hukdash originally. So too, if you have a shul and the purpose that the shul was vested, the Kedusha was created for this shul, and the shul was vested in the sanctity was vested in the shul, is only for the purpose of tefillas hatzibur, because the tzibur wants to daven in it. So now if the tzibur decides at this time that they no longer want to daven in this shul, we're not going to force them to daven in the shul. There's no halacha that the tzibur must daven in the shul. They can choose to daven somewhere else. If they have somewhere else to daven, they say we want to daven somewhere else instead. So now the Beis HaKnesses loses its purpose. It's aimless. It has no purpose at all. There's no purpose for the Kedusha. The whole Kedusha was that people could daven here. Now nobody wants to daven here. We can't force them to daven, so the Kedusha goes away. Says Ramosha, why does it have to be sold? So he says, because it's a little bit different. When it comes to a carbon, once the carbon dies, or once the item of Kedusha is destroyed, it's impossible for us to now reconstitute it, bring it back to life, and use it for the purpose for which it was hukdash originally. However, when it comes to the tzibur can technically change their minds. Today they decided they're not going to daven in the shul, tomorrow they'll decide to daven in the shul. So, says Ramosha that since the tzibur might change their minds, the only way to lock in that they're for sure not going to daven in this place again is if they sell it. The second that they decide that they're not going to daven here anymore, they go ahead and sell it right away. So now we know that this change of mind that the community had is a permanent change of mind, because right now they're never going to be able to back out and decide that they want to go back and daven in the shul. So in that way, by selling it when they have this inspiration to daven somewhere else and they don't want to daven in the shul anymore, if they sell it at that time, then it'll come out that this change of mind, this inspiration that they had, is now becomes permanent, because we know that they're not going to be able to back out of this. So Ramosha says that now we can understand, because if the Shiva Tuvir decide to do it on their own, certainly, even though they have power and they have the ability to sell items that belong to the Tzibur, because that's what they're appointed to do, nevertheless, we won't have a concept of Kachur Shemesu, because we can't say that for sure nobody wants to daven here. Maybe there are people in the tzibur who still want to daven here. So the Kedusha won't be able to go off, even though the Shiva Tuvir have the ability to sell it and to consummate a sale and create the kinyan on the Beis HaKnesses. Nevertheless, that doesn't do anything for us, because like we said, what we need is that we need to have that we know that nobody wants to use this, and then the Kedusha will go off. So that's why we need to have Maimon Anshir. We need to have everybody in the city together, all agreeing, that they don't want to daven in the shul anymore. Says Ramosha, but if we have a mitzvah to do, if we have an overriding factor that forces the people in the city not to daven in this place anymore, so then the Shiva Tuvir will be able to sell it, and it'll have this din of Kachem Shemesu, even though we don't know that the Anshir decided that they don't want to daven there. Since there's a mitzvah for the Anshei Yair, for the community, to build a mikvah for the women, they're mechuyev to do that, and it's much more important than having this place for Ezra's Nashim. It's more important for the community to have a mikveh than to have this place as Ezra's Nashim. So therefore, the people in the community are mechuyev, they're obligated to go ahead and decide that we're not going to daven here anymore and we'll make it into Ezra's Nashim. So therefore, the halacha will be that even without their verbal commitment and actually finding out b'mayim and anshir in the presence of all the people in the city and to hear from them a resounding idea that they don't want to daven in the shul anymore. Nevertheless, even without that, we know for sure that they don't want to daven in the shul because that's what they're mechuyev to do. They're mechuyev to set the place aside for a mikvah. So therefore, that would be enough to tell us that this makom, this place of the Ezra's Nashim, that's the only place for the community to build a kosher mikvah. This place is for sure kachim shemesu because we know for sure that nobody's ever going to want to daven in this place again. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, that the Shiva Tuvia Eir, who have the power of sale, are allowed to sell it without asking permission from old Anshei Eir, and he has a whole discussion whether or not they could actually be Moichel. Let's say the people in the city, majority of the people say, no, we don't want to use it as a Nashim. Would we override that? Would we say, no, you're obligated to use it as a mikvah? He has a whole discussion about that, and he also stipulates that it's necessary for the Shiva Tuvia Eir to make sure that the buyer who buys this place is for sure going to build a mikveh. Because if the buyer doesn't build a mikveh, then we can't use this justification and say, well, for sure we have to sell it because we have to make a mikveh, but you're not going to make a mikveh anyways unless the buyer, unless you stipulate with the buyer must build a mikveh, then we know for sure that we're obligated to sell this place and make a mikveh here. Because now we know that a mikveh will actually be built. So basically he stipulates that the Shiva Tuvier should sell it to a person and they have to make sure that the buyer agrees in the contract of sale that he's definitely going to build a mikveh somewhere. He has an issue with obligating him to build a mikveh in that specific place. But Rav Moshe says you have to stipulate clearly with the buyer he has to build a mikveh somewhere. And therefore, we know for sure that this place is not the place that we're going to use for the kedusha for which it was hukdash originally, because there's an overriding mitzvah. There's a more important mitzvah for them to do, which is to build a mikveh for the nashim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.